Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, I'm Cecil Doyle. Recent releases featured in the first portion of the caravan this morning include the new one from Yola Tengo. We heard the opening track about an hour ago on World Cafe. We're going to listen to another tune from Fade. And then we'll back Yola Tengo with a track from the Carbon Poppies debut release, and Don't the Kids Just Love It? Let's get things kicked off with some King Tuff. This is their latest single. It's called Screaming Skull.
Traveling line in a
Lafayette's own Carbon Poppies. Take Care from And Don't the Kids Just Love It. It's a fine LP, EP, I should say, 12-inch, that was put out a couple of months ago. Yola Tengo, before that, with their new one, Fade, and we heard Paddle Forward. And King Tuff began this morning's caravan with Screaming Skull, their latest single. It's about 11 minutes past the hour. Time to look at the KRVS weather. Turning sunny this afternoon, temperatures will be falling to about 54 degrees by 5 p.m. It'll be windy with a west-northwest wind at 20 to 25 miles per hour, 30 mile per hour gusts from time to time. Clear this evening with a low of 38, northwest wind at 15 to 20, so it will feel quite cold this evening. Again, a low of 38. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 62. Thursday night, clear with a low of 40. Currently, it's 58 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Louisiana Crossroads continues its run of performances this evening with Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round, and that will begin this evening in Lake Charles, beginning at 7 p.m. at Central School Theater. You can hear it right here on KRVS starting at 7 o'clock. The shows move tomorrow and Friday to the James Munkus Theater, the Acadiana Center for the Arts here in downtown Lafayette. Joining them for the Lafayette shows will be none other than the country Cajun music legend, Jimmy C. Newman. He'll be joining Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round. Again, those performances at 7:30 p.m. on January 31st and on February 1st. For more information, you can check out the website. It's acadianacenterforthearts.org. The McNeese State University Department of Visual Arts will host an opening reception from 6 until 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, Thursday, January 31st, for a pair of exhibitions, Edward Bateman's Forgotten Histories and Mechanical Memories in the Abercrombie Gallery, and then Xenia Fodorchenko's Tempting Fate will be on display in the Grand Gallery. Again, those take place Thursday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. Elsewhere in Lake Charles, the McNeese State University Department of Performing Arts will present a faculty guest artist recital featuring Jan Scott on clarinet, Lena Morita on piano, Susan Morton cello, and Lynn He on violin. That'll take place 7:30, January 31st, in Ralph Squires Recital Hall. And also on Thursday, January 31st, on the UL Lafayette campus, Carolyn Hembry of the University of New Orleans will read from her work. This will take place at the Ernest J. Gaines Center, located in the Dupre Library here on campus. That will begin at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening, Thursday, January 31st. We've got music from the Mark Lanegan Band. An album that came out a few months ago, Blues Funeral. We'll get to that. Then we'll back that up with the brand new one by Camper Van Beethoven, who are back with a release called La Costa Perdida. But let's begin. How about a little Cream in your coffee?
Thinking about the times you drove. Thinking about the love that you
Body water. Baby.
coasting down the musical flow we call the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. Those are the brothers Sam Bowl, Ryan and Philip, leading Strange Boys, a West Coast outfit. That's from, I don't know if that was their debut album, first I ever heard of them, the release Be Brave, title track from that, Strange Boys. Before that, Camper Van Beethoven with their new one, La Costa Perdida, we heard You Got to Roll. Mark Lanegan Band weighed in before that with Bleeding Muddy Water from Blues Funeral, their most recent effort. And we began with a classic, 1968 Sounds of Cream, actually 1969 Sounds of Cream, Badge from the Goodbye Cream album. A playlist for all of the tracks you're hearing on the Caravan can be found on our website at krvs.org. In fact, during the Medicine Ball Caravan, you can go to the website, krvs.org. If you're listening online or on your iPhone or whatever, you can check out what's playing in real time. Right now, if you say, what is he playing right now? Go to krvs.org. It'll have it listed, the name of the artist as well as the name of the tune. And if you go through the playlist, even the tracks, the names of the tracks are heard. The labels, all that stuff is posted on the website. Again, that's at krvs.org. AC Newman's new album, Shut Down the Streets, has been getting some play here. We haven't spun in a few, so we'll hit that in just a couple of minutes. And then we'll hear some classic 60s music. But let's start off with this. This is our own Jake Hebert from the KRVS program Beat Current, his former group Bird City, doing a little slow traveling.
Stuff away at if it gets more inappropriate, I don't know.
Was
recorded live at the Fillmore West, San Francisco, and at the dawn of the Summer of Love in May of 1967. That was High Flyin' Bird. Before that, Paul Revere and the Raiders with the Great Airplane Strike. A.C. Newman was in before that with Encyclopedia of Classic Takedowns from his new one called Shut Down the Streets. And Bird City, a great group. Sadly, no longer with us, Jake Hebert fronting that outfit. Jake Hebert of, as I said earlier, from the host of Beat Current here on KRVS. We heard Slow Traveling from Bird City. These are the Stepkids. Something called Shadows on Behalf.
My anticipation was so high I couldn't sleep. Haven't had a dream that far, so bittersweet. When we were working hard and finding nothing else true, I run my mind in circles trying not to think of you. Reflections of that morning face and eyes shining like stars. The very essence of glare is never very far.
Thank you.
Some Julie Cruz and the Nightingale. Yeah, the last couple of nights I've been watching some old Twin Peaks episodes. Before that, the Stepkids with Shadows on Behalf from their debut album on Stone's Throw Records. Electric Light Orchestra closes out this edition of The Caravan.
Sled floating downstream.
I'm taking my time.
Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra with Livin' Thing, the tune for me most famous is the melody that takes us out of the end credits to Paul Thomas Anderson's Boogie Nights. Closing out this edition of The Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Dirty Rice, I think, with Lee Kleinpeter this week. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Hang on to the road, and we'll do it again tomorrow.